Okay, so let's dive into this one. We've got this old house, right? Ohio. Built way back, like 1911.
1911. Seems pretty standard for decades, just
Yeah.
a house.
Until 1987, a family moves in. And literally 2 weeks later, the youngest kid finds something.
Oh, what did he find?
A basement. But not just any basement. A hidden one.
Hidden. How hidden?
Behind a wardrobe. Upstairs. On the hallway landing.
Wait, a basement, access from upstairs. That's immediately strange.
Exactly. Not on any floor plans, totally concealed. Makes you wonder, why hide it like that?
Oh yeah, basements aren't usually afterthoughts you stick behind furniture on the second floor. It implies, intent. Someone really didn't want this
So
found.
they moved the wardrobe, and there it is, this dark old wooden staircase going down.
Okay, and they went down.
They did, and the first thing they noticed, freezing cold air. Like unnaturally cold compared to the rest of the house.
Interesting. Temperature drops are pretty common in these kinds of accounts. What was the room like?
It's just raw concrete,
Yeah.
unfinished, almost like a bunker, you could say. And there were these symbols
Yeah.
scratched into the walls.
Symbols. Like what? Ritualistic. Graffiti.
Hard to say from the description, just described as strange, not like modern graffiti, something older, maybe.
Concrete, cold, symbols. Oh, it already feels like a space set apart. Anything else done there?
Yeah. One more thing. An old mirror, but it was covered up, draped in a red cloth.
Okay, that's significant. Covering a mirror, especially an old one in a hidden room, it suggests someone knew something about it. Maybe thought it was dangerous.
Or powerful, maybe. Anyway, the family, they're obviously trying to figure this out. They even tried to like properly open up the access.
What do you mean, like break down the wall where the staircase was hidden?
Exactly. They got tools, hammers, crowbars, tried to smash through the wall section next to the hidden stairs.
Yeah.
Every single tool shattered.
Shattered, not just dented or stuck, but actually broke.
Yeah, completely shattered on impact, like hitting solid steel or something harder.
Wow, okay, that definitely moves things beyond old house quirks. That's resistance, like something actively preventing them.
Right. So breaking down the wall is a no-go. They leave it, but they still have the basement itself and that mirror.
The covered mirror. I have a feeling this is where it really takes a turn.
You bet. They took a camera down there. This is 87, remember? So maybe a Polaroid, maybe an early camcorder.
Right, okay.
And they decided to take the cloth off the mirror.
Rah, the big reveal.
And they look into it. And the reflection isn't them.
What? What was it reflecting?
Not the room. Not the concrete walls. Not the symbols.
Yeah.
It was showing figures, pale figures, unfamiliar faces just staring back out.
Staring back at whoever was looking in the mirror or holding the camera.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Staring right back at them. Pale, unknown people in the reflection where their own faces should be.
Okay, that's profoundly creepy. A mirror that doesn't reflect reality but shows something else, someone else.
And it gets weirder. These figures, they weren't just static images. They were moving.
No. Moving how? Like a recording.
No, independently, like the family is standing there, maybe moving slightly, but the figures in the mirror are doing their own thing, moving around within the reflection's frame.
Independent movement that rules out simple optical tricks. That implies, well, it implies they're real in some sense, wherever that reflection is sourcing from, that they have agency.
It's like looking through a window, not into a reflection, a window to somewhere else, with these pale figures living their own lives in there.
A window's a good analogy, or maybe a flawed connection, a conduit. The physics just breaks down here.
And there's one more piece. The kicker, really. Ever since that night, they uncovered the mirror.
Yeah.
Every single clock in the entire house stops
Yeah.
dead at exactly 3:33 in the morning.
Every clock, every day.
Every single clock,
Yeah.
every single day, 3:33 a.m. Like clockwork, ironically.
3:33 a.m. That specific time crops up a lot in paranormal lore, doesn't it? The so-called witching hour or variations of it. But for every clock to stop consistently, that suggests a recurring temporal anomaly tied to the house itself.
So let's try and piece this together. Hidden bunker-like basement upstairs, weird symbols, tools shattering, a mirror showing moving, pale strangers, and time freezing at 3:33 every morning. What are we even looking at here?
It's layered, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've got physical anomalies like the cold and the unbreakable wall. You've got the visual impossibility of the mirror, and then the temporal distortion with the clocks. It feels like a localized pocket where normal rules just don't apply, centered perhaps on that basement.
Is it a haunting? I mean, that's the go-to, right?
Maybe, but it feels different. Usually hauntings are tied to past events or specific spirits of people who lived or died there. These figures, they're described as unfamiliar. It feels less like an echo and more like an intrusion.
An intrusion from where, though? Is the mirror some kind of portal, like we hinted at?
That's certainly a compelling theory. Mirrors and reflective surfaces have a long history in folklore as gateways or scrying devices. If this one reflects another place or dimension, those figures could be inhabitants of that place, glimpsed through the mirror.
And the independent movement? They're just living their lives over there. Or are they aware they're being watched?
That's the unsettling question. The fact they stare back suggests awareness. The independent movement could just be their normal existence, or it could be a performance or something else. The cold could even be like a thermodynamic side effect of whatever dimensional overlap is happening.
Okay, but what if it's not accidental? What if that room, the symbols, the mirror, what if it was all set up deliberately?
Deliberately? By who? The original builders?
Maybe. What if the mirror is meant to be a window or more, and the clock stopping at 3.33? What if that's not a glitch, but like an appointment, a scheduled event?
That implies an intelligence behind it all, something orchestrating these phenomena, which is frankly a much more chilling thought than just a random dimensional bleed through. Why this house? Why 3.33? Is it observation? Preparation.
Okay, let's put ourselves there.
Yeah.
Imagine you're walking down that upstairs hallway in that house. You know the story, the hidden room, the mirror, the clocks. And you notice the wardrobe? It's just slightly askew. Maybe a draft is coming from behind it. Curiosity pulls you, or maybe just dread. You push it aside. There's the staircase.
Yeah.
Dark wooden leading down into that freezing air. What do? Do you go down?
Oh, man. Intellectually? No way. The shattering tools are basically a keep out sign written in capital letters. But the pull of the unknown is strong, isn't it? The need to understand, to see for yourself. I think I'd have to at least look cautiously, very cautiously.
Okay, so you go down, you feel the cold bite, you see the weird symbols in the concrete, and you find the mirror still covered in that red cloth, your heart's pounding, you reach out, pull the cloth away. And it happens. Not your reflection, pale faces.
But they move.
Completely separate from you. What's the immediate reaction? What hits you first?
Pure panic, probably. Like reality itself just fractured in front of my eyes. It's one thing to hear the story, quite another to witness something that fundamentally should not be possible.
Yeah.
See movement that isn't yours in a mirror, that breaks everything you assume about how the world works. The immediate thought is, what are they? Are they trapped? Can they get out?
Now, take it a step further. You're staring, frozen maybe, and one of the figures in the mirror turns slowly, and its gaze locks onto yours through the glass. And as you look closer, you realize it looks like you.
Oh, no.
But wrong. Pale, alien, but recognizably your features. And then another figure turns, and it's your partner or your kid or your parent. Same deal. Familiar, but terrifyingly altered, still moving independently. What does that do to you?
That's existential horror. That's not just seeing something impossible. It's seeing yourself replaced or corrupted by it. The question instantly becomes, are they copies? Are they trying to become us? Is the mirror showing replacements? The independent movement suddenly feels incredibly sinister. Are they learning, mimicking, waiting?
And the clock stopping at 3.33. Does that suddenly feel different?
Completely. It goes from being a weird time anomaly to feeling like a moment of vulnerability. A thinning of the veil, maybe the time when the connection is strongest, when observation or even exchange is most possible. The idea that they're not just in the mirror, but perhaps using that moment, that connection, it's deeply unsettling.
You know, this whole account, even if it started as something lighter, it taps right into those deep fears, doesn't it? The familiar becoming alien. The idea that our reality isn't as solid as we think.
Absolutely. It plays on the fear of the unknown, hidden within the known, the secret space in your own home, the reflection that isn't yours. Mirrors are powerful symbols already, reflecting our identity. To have that twisted is fundamentally disturbing.
Why do you think these stories grip us so much? Even if logically we might dismiss them.
Because they poke at the edges of our understanding. They suggest there's more to reality than we perceive, that there might be forces or dimensions just beyond our senses. It's the mystery, the what ifs. And maybe, on some level, it's the thrill of confronting those fears from a safe distance. This story, with the mirror reflection becoming you, it forces a confrontation with identity, with the possibility of being replaced or observed by something utterly other. That resonates because it touches on anxieties about who we are and how fragile that sense of self might actually be.